Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Yo, 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 what's poppin'? You know what time it is. Your boy, Mr. J Hill. I'm in the building. J Hill Podcast. Shout out to my guy, the pro creative behind the boards. Yes, sir. We're in the building. Tallahassee is here. Florida's in the building. Stand up. Wiz having it here.
Yo, what's going? What's going,
man? What up, my
Super
dog?
Wiz in the building.
You said you want have a drink with me real quick.
Nah, for sure.
So, shout out to my sponsor, Los Hermanos. Black-owned business. Make sure you check it out. Baltimore, Delaware, New York, New Jersey, Atlanta, Georgia. Not Atlanta, Georgia. So Atlanta and some other cities around Georgia. Make sure you check it out. Black-owned tequila is good, but I'm going to have my guy Wiz taste it. He going to give me his real opinion. So if it ain't it,
I'm going to keep it a stat.
Just keep it 100, you feel
I'm
me?
I'm going to keep it a stat for sure.
Joe, you want to do it? Got to do the honors? You know what I'm saying? Well, technically, I'm from Baltimore. I don't know how they do it in Florida, but technically, you got to pour your own poison for real.
Oh, yeah. You pour your own troubles. Yeah, in Florida, you pour your own troubles.
Yeah, in Baltimore. Yeah, when Baltimore, you pour your own poison. Like, you feel me? You feel me?
You like, got to.
You get yourself there. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Let me know what you think about it. Mm-hmm. A grown man glass. Tell me what you think about that. Appreciate you, brother.
Pretty good.
With it. Yeah. My dog, man. What up, bro? Zach. How you feeling, brother?
Yeah, for sure, man.
How you doing, man? I know you relatively new with this music stuff, but you got a lot of motion, like 2 years now.
For sure.
And you came out the gate bubbling.
Yeah, man. I appreciate how that shit went for me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody don't really have an opportunity like that, but, you know, it's just the work a nigga put in, you know what I'm saying? It was God's plan, really. Really couldn't go around it, you feel me?
How has it been since everything popped? I think the Drake co-sign was like a year ago.
Yeah, that was like a year ago. Everything, you know, it's real life shit. Niggas just learning this shit hand by hand, like, you know, like ups and downs of the game, the business part, you know what I'm saying? The artist part, understanding everything. So, you know, it's coming along right now. I'm in a good position of.
How you liking it? Tell me some things that you learned along the way that might have rubbed you wrong or got you, like, you know, because at first it's all good, and then you start to learn how niggas moving. It's like, it might throw you off a little bit. Yeah. Tell me about the year so far.
Yeah, that I say, like, you know what I'm saying, really just figuring out exactly what you said, like how everybody move, you know, like, so, like, basically a nigga was kind of like taking everything to the heart that be going on in this shit. So I had to understand, like, it's a business.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's really business at the end of the day, like, and it's really a game. So you got to play along with it, and you'll be straight. You know what I'm saying? Just get in where you fit in.
How long it took you to learn it?
Two
still
years.
Learning it?
Yeah, I'm still. It's yeah. More to learn, but I learned the basics, though, for sure.
It's hard to digest at first, because it's like, especially niggas like us, where we come from, you a project baby. Like, you came from the projects, too.
Yeah.
Coming up in the projects, like, where we from, I'm assuming Tallahassee the same way. In Baltimore, is like,
nah, for sure.
You know if a nigga's not fucking with you. Like, you know that. In the industry, a nigga won't rock with you, but he'll play like he do.
Yeah.
To get something from you.
And see, I learned, like, shit, you got to play like that too. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, a nigga used to be on some shit like, nah, I don't want to work if it ain't Jim. I don't want to woo. But now it's like, shit, bro. It's business. You gotta make shit happen. You know what I'm saying? It's about networking. You know, everything ain't gonna be genuine. You can't expect the same love from everybody. You know what I'm saying? So you just gotta go around with what's going on. Play the game how it's supposed to be played.
Yeah, I wanted to, before we're gonna go back to that. Wiz, what is that? Is that like a adjective, or is that really like a nickname? Because when I seen your Twitter, it was like having Wiz. So I was weird. I was wondering, like, is that. Like, what type of, is that a play on words, or that's really just your nickname?
It's so crazy. That Twitter, that's a fake Twitter.
That's fake?
Yeah, I don't even got a Twitter on
Oh, wow.
But now I got down, that's my nickname, like Wizard, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
My dog, you know, he incarcerated right now. Free my dog, True. He gave me that nickname. He was like, man, cuz your ass a wizard. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna call you a wizard. So ever since then, I was wizard, and I've been Wiz, and then just been stuck ever since then. I just added the having on it and the super in front of it.
Okay, what's the having for though? Like Wiz having?
Nigga having, you know, having like having ability to do whatever. You know what I'm saying? I have a chicken. You know what I'm saying? Having a brain on my head. You know what I'm saying? I'm having swag.
Having motion.
I'm having bitches. Having motion.
It's like endless though. Like yeah, having it's just whatever. Like
having whatever. You know what I'm saying?
I like that. That's fire.
Yeah.
That's hard. Sure. That's hard. All right, man. So it seems like I said, man, you jumped in a game. You got co-signed by damn near everybody. And it's funny because I wanted to ask, just doing a little research, I see like you even listen to your music. It's like, I don't know if you would call it like a lazy flow. What would you call it?
It's like, I'm going to be real. I don't even call it no flow.
Because
the people might not even know this, but like, you know, like I actually be talking like how I'm talking right now to the mic. I be talking like that. So it's like, I don't even be thinking. To me, I don't look at it like a flow. I'm just really just kicking flavor. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just on this bit, sounding how I sound. You know what I'm saying? But a nigga already so laid back and so kind of like quiet. It just sound like a lazy flow, but I'm just say
we can
the
call
effortless
it.
Flow.
Effortless, I like that. Come on,
effortless.
I like that. Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
That's more swaggy. So effortless flow, right? It's funny because I'm listening to it, and the first thing I think about is like Detroit niggas.
Oh yeah.
And then I'm just, of course, doing my research on you, and that was a heavy influence on your music.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I've been, and it's so crazy because I've been wanting to do the music shit, you feel me? But, like, listening to everybody, like, just the regular music that everybody listens to, is like, okay, this shit is like, it motivated me, but then it's like, I don't really know if I could rap like this. Like, you get what I'm saying? Because, like, these niggas, like, doing, like, different shit, this shit kind of, I kind of felt like shit rapping was, like, on some next level shit. Like, you got to really have bars and shit, you get what I'm saying? But then when I heard them, the boys in the D, everybody in the D, it's like them boys having fun with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they actually talking shit. Like, they got bars, but the bars they saying is regular, is like normal shit that people can catch on to. You ain't gotta really like sit down and down and Google a word. Like, you know what I'm saying? And not saying it's too simple, but like, it's like them boys having fun with it. They can get in and be like Real, for instance. Like, Real can get in that bit. Real can be talking about pancakes and shit. You know what I'm saying? But he gonna have fun with it, and the shit gonna be hard. You know what I'm saying? And it's gonna be punched in off the dome. You know what I'm saying? Like, instead of having to make a structured song, oh, this the chorus and this the they just getting that bitch and have fun. That's why. That's what really motivated me. That's what turned me up about them boys. Like, they have fun.
I'm trying to figure out being all the way in Florida, like duck down south, and I feel like Detroit is like that's like Midwest kind of, right?
Yeah.
Where did you, how did you even get introduced to that
shit,
sound?
I'm gonna be real, like, I got family out that bitch type shit.
Okay.
Yeah, like, they moved from Thailand and went out that bitch, so. But they not really, like, into the music. It's just, like, shit, I had a little exposure, like, trying to figure out what was going on out there, because I do got family out there. So it's like, shit, you know, as a kid, as a jit, as a teen, like, damn, let me see what's going on up there, you know what I'm saying? Shit, you got rappers coming out. And then it's like, okay, like I said, when niggas seeing certain rappers come from Detroit, but it's like, shit, I know it's more than that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so niggas really kind of went to doing my research down there on some A&R shit, you know what I'm saying? Researching, just looking up all the artists, you feel me?
Who was the first one that you, who was the first artist from Detroit that you was introduced to, that you was like, damn?
Oh, I ain't gonna lie. The first one was Babyface Ray.
Okay.
Yeah, then it went like Babyface, Real, then I jumped on V's.
Real hard.
Yeah, when I got on Real, it was like, damn.
Yeah, nah.
I'm like, damn, he cranking up on the ass. Then when I had them fuck around and got on like niggas like Damn John Boy, GT, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. I'm like, this shit crazy. Like, they got all type of lanes, you know what I'm saying? Like, they got everything on that bitch.
You know what's crazy though? Yeah, we can say I definitely see the inspiration from Detroit rappers because their flow is similar. But at the same time, I feel like it's been a few artists that come from Florida that sound similar, like Lil Tyler. he kind of got a similar flow. Would you say that?
Yeah, for sure. It's like, you know, it's like it really just piggyback. It's like I say it piggyback off of what I say, like the effortless flow. You know what I'm saying? Because like it's on some shit like, all right, and Talib, you know, like it was like we never had our own flow. You know what I'm saying? Like we never had a flow that can. Oh, we never like had nobody
specific
come out.
Sound.
Yeah, we never had nobody come out and everybody chasing that sound. You know what I'm saying? So like, it's like, okay, you had Boston come out. He had his own sound.
T-Pain.
T-Pain came out. Yeah. Own sound. Yeah. I came out right after Boston. Own sound. Tyler, you know, Tyler in the mix too. Tyler came out. He had his own sound. But just we complimented each other. It sounded kind of cohesive. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like just the effortless shit. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have no cadence, like no energy getting on the mic. You know what I'm saying? We just like letting it flow.
Yeah, it's still swaggy kind of though. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, like Tyler, that little nigga going crazy.
Man, that nigga is gas. That nigga got some shit. That little nigga talented, bro.
Yeah, so I mean, I ain't, and it's funny because Florida in general, I feel like y'all got some heavy hitters down there.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, right now, like, I don't know how people gonna take this, but like, right now, Florida is the wave. Like, you feel me? You gotta come through Florida. Like, if you're not getting booked in Florida, you're not doing shit with Florida artists, like right now, it's like, you feel me? You're not like.
How is them bookings right now? I'm curious. Like, how, like, if you get booked for a show in Florida, how is that? Like, is
it? I mean, it's like, you gotta, it's, it'll always be like, it'd be a hit or miss. Like, you know, you might, that bitch might do it, it might not. You know what I'm saying?
If it do it, are they turning up to your shit?
Oh, hell yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Me popping out of Florida for sure. I thought you were saying, like, in general.
No. You like, yeah, like, yeah. If you pop out in a Florida as a Florida show, cause like you said, it's effortless flow. Like it ain't when it's not like coming with a crazy energy. But I'm wondering, like, the club still going up?
Hey, yeah, cause like really they really fuck with the classics. You know what I'm saying? The classics, I kind of had a little more energy on it, like Mold and shit like that. Not really like nigga.
What about Eazy-E?
See, Eazy-E, they fuck with that. I still perform that, you know. But people still turn up. See, but that ain't really like no. They don't really got that energy in it. That was the first song I ever like really recorded and like put out type shit. You know?
But even on the end of that song or the video. Like, niggas was was that your song?
Yeah, I'm assuming. Was in the club. Yeah, that was easy.
That's it's different because, like, it's effortless. So, yeah. Like, I'm thinking, like, niggas turning up to this. Like,
yeah, it's Florida. You know, Florida, we gonna turn up regardless. Yeah.
But then it's like, y'all still young too, though. Like, it's a different wave. And that's another thing I wanted to ask you. How were some of the artists, like, taking heed to you? Like, are they embracing you? Or, because, you know, some niggas is so different that they don't like it. Like you said, it's not like a bunch of bars. It's not going to hit you over the head with a bunch of like lyrics and shit like that. But I feel like that's a lot of the new young niggas.
Nah, for sure. Because right now, I mean, like the music is based on bars and shit, but it's really based on, you know what I'm saying? If you can catch everybody's attention type shit. You know what I'm saying? So like.
Is the older niggas fucking with you? Or like how?
Yeah, yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I done tapped in with a lot of OGs and this shit, you know what I'm saying? I done talked to a lot of people that a lot of people probably wouldn't even expect me to be tapping in with, you know what I'm saying? Like, like shit like that. Like, so like, this shit definitely, I'm getting embraced by everybody. I get love from everybody, you know what I'm saying? Even outside of the internet, you know, like, a lot of that shit don't be seen on the internet. I don't really broadcast a lot of that shit, you know? Like, I ain't the type of nigga to screenshot no message and be like, oh, such and such, you know what I'm saying? That nigga just be moving in silence. I'm humble. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So like, yeah, this shit really do it.
Nah, that's a fact, bro. And even like, it's funny because even when we go back a year, let's just say the Drake thing for a quick second, right? That happens. Do you see people automatically like kind of like jumping a gate, the rock with you because of that? It's like, bro, come on. I've been here. Yeah. Not saying new fans, but niggas that probably played the fence and then that happened. Now they hopping on your dick type. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You seen that happen?
Yeah, I seen all that. I seen the worst of the worst shit happen. The funniest shit happen. Like, I seen all that. Like, that shit get crazy. And that was one of the main things I had to really learn how to just process. You feel me? Like, this is what's going to happen when you actually going up. This is what's going to happen. So, like. Yeah, that shit was crazy.
It's my guy Kyra, man. He also worked with me too, dog.
Yeah, for sure. It was good.
Man, Wiz, we talking to y'all. So who is somebody that not the dick riders, right? Not them. We ain't talking with them. Who is somebody that started to support you or a new supporter that kind of like shocks you, like, damn, this is one. Like, who was that? That Lamar Jackson, like a newer Lamar Jackson. Like, when Lamar Jackson hopped on Easy, you like, that's when he posted Easy, you like, damn, that's crazy. Fast forward, who was somebody else that was kind of gave you a similar feeling?
I ain't gonna lie. Rod Wave, when I seen Rod Wave tap in with me, I was like, damn. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Like, what is shit for real? Yeah. Like, Wave? Like, damn. But that's one of the major ones. And that was like some shit, like, you know, like, that really had me thinking, like, boy, I gotta turn up some more for real. Like, bitch, Wave tapping in with me. That mean, I don't know who's seeing me right now, you know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this. This is something that probably still bothers me to this day. It comes to a point where you getting success, right? And I talk about this a lot in my interviews. We talk about the bottom level, the middle level, and the top layer. Like, we all trying to go to this top layer. And I feel like the middle level is the most frustrating because you're almost there, but you're not there yet. Niggas know you. Niggas, they showing you love, but you might not be getting a feature, right? Tell me, is it frustrating? Have you gotten to that point where Rod Wave might acknowledge you, Drake might acknowledge you, but it's like, all right, bet, hop on the track. It's slow. But they know you, they acknowledge you. Did you get to the point where that's frustrating, or is like you still just embracing it and you like you glad to be here? Where you at mentally when it comes to that type of thing?
I mean, it's certain situations, like, you know, like the Drake, the Rod Wave. I never look at them boys like that, you know, because like shit, even them reaching out to me, I appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even the type to even throw no song at them, you know what I'm saying? Be like, hey, let me get a, nah, I'd rather it be just regular, you know what I'm saying? Like, regular relationship, and then that music shit come afterwards, you feel me? So, but like, as in other artists and shit, like, you know, like, I think it'd be like, damn, like, you know, like, okay, but like, you know, like, let's lock in. And then they be moving a little crazy, but like, I mean, I don't really, I look at it like business. So, like, back then, yeah, a nigga probably would have been like, oh man, that nigga ain't fucking with me. Like, that shit flaw. But now it's like, shit, you gotta understand. That's just how shit go, cause I be ending up catching myself doing shit like that sometimes, you feel me? Like, an artist might get in touch with me. I might even be tapping in with them boy playing that shit every day, but bro might send a song, not even intentionally. I just might not even end up jumping on that bit when he expecting, you feel me? Now, if I done had a few of them getting their head like, oh bro, this ain't fucking with me, wanna unfollow me, wanna, you know what I'm saying, that type of shit. But like, it's like, it's not like I'm not getting on it. It's just like, I ain't gonna do it probably when you expect it. And then I know, like, shit, that's how I be with bigger artists too. Cause everybody busy at the same time and everybody got their own shit going on. So, like, you know what I'm saying?
It's great that you have that introspection though, because that'll humble you. Like, it's funny because, like, damn, bro. Nah, that was some real shit, bro. Because I had that same realization. Like, I'll get upset when I'm trying to get these super big artist interviews and like they'll hit me like, yeah, I want to do it, but they take that time. And I had to look at myself, and one day I had a conversation with somebody and I'm like, bro, it's somebody in my DM trying to get an interview for me that they not even worth it for me. So if somebody looking at me like that, I can't be mad because I'm doing the same thing to somebody else. What happened is niggas can't do that type of like self-reflection. So now they just jealous of what they can't get. Whole time you doing it, it's my yo. So you should be able to understand. You should at least understand, like, bro, he ain't trying to get to it yet. Like, nigga saluted you, nigga acknowledged you and everything. What you want, like, what you expect from the nigga?
Yeah, like, you feel me? Like, bro, that's why I say, like, I never look at them like that because, bro, like, nigga support me and you don't even know me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you never met me, never seen me in real life, fam. I appreciate that shit because you got to think, they got people around them that they could support and they could put on that platform. You feel me? You put me on the platform, I appreciate that shit. You know what I'm saying? For sure, I appreciate small shit and this shit, whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate a like, you know what I'm saying, from certain people, you know? It's just only, and the reason why I appreciate it, because it's motivation at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? That's what make a nigga go hard, you know?
Yo, crazy segue. And we talked about this off camera, because I ain't trying to catch you off guard or anything like that. Man, we don't have to. We already talked.
You know.
Talking about this industry shit though, bro. And this is just some real conversation. Like, fuck all the internet games. Does it make it hard with the industry / street shit? Does it kind of make it hard for you to maneuver how you want to maneuver with the people you really rock with?
I mean, somewhat, but it be on some shit. Like, one thing about this shit, like, that's why I don't really be trying to do too much with the internet. You know what I'm saying? Cause like, I understand reality. and this shit ain't, and this rap shit ain't reality for real. You get what I'm saying?
Come on, dog.
So like, a nigga a real street nigga, fam. You know what I'm saying? I don't like to really even be bragging and boasting about that shit or try to make it seem like glorified or nothing like that. But it's on some shit like, fam, like, before I was an artist, I understood, bro, like, you can't be trying to be in a nigga business. He an artist, you feel me?
Mm.
Like, so that's what you need to pay attention to. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to be trying to get in between, bro, history, street shit, and all that, this, and third. That's what people go wrong at. Then a nigga go to talking like they know you, you know what I'm saying? And go to speaking on your social media like they just been around you or know you and shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's what start the conflict. So, like, but some people put themselves in shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Be putting the street shit on the internet. So now, when it do get to the internet, a big gonna get their opinion on it instead of just keeping it in the streets, you know what I'm saying? So, like,
I'm glad we can talk about this. And at this point, like, if you know, you know, we ain't about to do all that. But I'm curious, like, when it come to niggas that probably did things for you, put you on, like, forget this internet shit, forget this industry shit, like, niggas that really had your back on and off camera, right? And things happen, how they happen, which we know about. True or not, we don't care about that. But because the internet, or like you said, industry niggas that ain't street try to put a label or something on a nigga, and now you in a position where it's like, man, if we talking, I don't even want to talk about that. But I wonder if it ever feels compromising when it's like, nah, like, these are niggas that had my back. I don't care. I'm just curious to pick your brain on that, if you get what I'm trying to say.
Man, I don't give a fuck. Loyalty is loyalty, fam. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
That's 100. You know what I'm saying? So, like, this shit, man, people just got to know what you're getting yourself into. If you ain't going to be loyal, bro, there ain't no reason to even be around, niggas. You know what I'm saying? No matter what go on. Because, like, shit could go left any day.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But you just got to be loyal. Especially in situations that, you know, like I said, like the internet, bro, they'll spice it up. You know, they don't be knowing them for real. So, like, you just got to do you, really. And this shit, you got to be your own man, bro, really.
Mm.
Fuck following trends, fuck what the internet got to say. All that shit, that's what.
You know, I'm glad you said that, bro. But let's go back to what we talking about earlier, right? When we talking about sometimes you got to play the game. It gets hard, bro, because sometimes the game is what get the money. And in my case, let's say, because you about to go on a little podcast tour, right? This fake journalism shit. Sometimes the messy T-shit is what's going to get the clicks. The click is going to get the money. So it's hard to, it's doable. So don't ever get it. I'm going to let you niggas know right now. It's doable. I'm going to look at you niggas in your face. But it gets comp, it can be easily compromisable or easy to compromise when you're trying to play the game, but still be real. You're trying to like teeter that line. So like, I get it, but sometimes you got to ask yourself, like, what do you want?
Yeah, but it's ways to do shit too. Like, you know, like say if they ask me a certain question I don't want to ask, they looking for a certain answer. But I'm gonna get their ass the answer they wouldn't expect. Then.
Mm-hmm.
I might fuck around and snap.
Not even you though. I'm talking about the journalism now. I'm talking about the journalists because like some shit you like we could have easily get on here, and, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But and that probably would get clicks. But it's like, who are you at the end of the day? Who are you outside of these cameras?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like some things is just it's tasteless. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, and that's why
exactly
I be saying like. And I would get like niggas try to play the clickbait shit, and I get it because it gets you sales. I'm just a firm believer, but like if you got motion, you can make it work regardless.
Yeah, you gonna make it work. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then like that shit be like, that's like doing an interview. And like if I was to do an interview, right, and a nigga asked me a certain question and I turn it down, and then after the interview, it'd be like, man, we might need to redo that, man. I need something to like, nah, bro, we ain't doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you on? You know what
I'm but also, I'm gonna be real though. A lot of these niggas, niggas don't have no swag for real. And I mean that because like we just talked about a lot, but we ain't talk about nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like if you, it's a way to talk about like,
And we just, yeah.
We talk about it a lot. We ain't say shit.
Oh, God.
You feel me? You feel me? Like, we just, like, for real. Like, and we don't got to go on the internet and put, and it, I don't got to do that. Yeah. Like, it's cool. Like, if you get it, you get it. And if you don't.
Most deaf.
It is what it is. Yeah. And I think, even not to get caught up in this podcast shit, but like, I feel like, but that's what makes your guests comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, and make a nigga want to come back. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. it still give your fans something to look forward to, because the people that know, they know. And if they don't, they shouldn't know.
You know what I'm saying? God, because you want to ask all that messy shit. That shit happened. Nigga, like, I don't want to. You know what I'm saying? Like,
a bitch at this point.
Yeah,
I'm
like, I ain't
stop,
rocking with that. Stop. Yeah, be like, I ain't rocking with that, bro. I don't want to do that interview.
No,
like,
facts.
You know what I'm saying?
No, facts. Did you, let me ask you this then, since we on a compromising conversation. Have you caught yourself doing anything you might not really want to do for the sake of the business?
Hell yeah.
What?
Bro, I'm gonna be honest, like, some of the music I make, I probably would never thought about it.
For real?
Jumping on some of them beats. But it's like, nah, nigga, no, like, I gotta expand. If I don't,
I ain't gonna get it to your fans. Give me a song that you really ain't wanna do, but you felt like you had to compromise for the sake of growing the business.
It's a song I got, but it ain't gonna never drop though, cause I don't like that bit. But it's like, you know what I'm saying, like, my team rock with it and shit, you know, like, but I'm put it in a category of like a TikTok song, you know what I'm saying?
So you don't got no TikTok song that's out right now?
Nah, none. I wouldn't say that. But this is a song that I know for a fact, like, this shit had me like, no fam, like, I can't do nothing with it. Like, I made it and I was like, okay, this for the, you know what I'm saying, this for the biz. I know this is going to get me going on TikTok. But then I went to thinking about it. I'm like, fuck no. This is the type of shit I drop. And my fans going to be like, Wiz, what's wrong with you? Like, you know what I'm saying?
But it's funny because it be those songs that really put you on the map.
I know. But that was just my mindset. I was just so throwed off in the brain. Just, man.
Let's look at it like this. I don't, because you're 23. Well, you know Lil Wayne, though.
Yeah.
It was a time when Lil Wayne wanted to cross over into pop, right? And this is one of my, like, iffy times with Lil Wayne. He drops Lollipop. Lollipop, to this day, is probably his biggest selling song.
Oh, God.
And that was a different genre, but it put him in a different position. You get what I'm saying? So, you never know. Like, you might gain more fans than the ones that leave. They ain't even, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's how I be thinking. But around that time, when I first made it, and I was like, hell no, I'm on some shit. Like, man, I'm speaking for the trenches, man. Them people is not trying to hear this shit. You hear me?
Yeah.
Like,
that's big on branding too. Like, you know your brand.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm paying attention. I'm interacting with my fans. So it's like, I see what they want to have. They don't want to hear this shit. If I would, you know, like, if I would have put that shit out, like I said, people would have been like, what the fuck? We is thinking about that. What is he doing? Like, is he tripping or something? Like,
so we talked about being compromising when it comes to industry and friendships, right? This is a real question I had. I was curious. Do you think the industry make it harder for you to get out the streets? Because I asked that because even like then, it's like, man, I'm speaking for the trenches. I feel like sometimes it almost have you stuck in the hood mentality because that's the music that's selling. But what you think? Do you think your career or the industry makes it harder for you to leave that street shit alone or at least talking about it?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna be real. I'm gonna keep it a buck. The industry make it way easier to get out of the streets. Cause I'm just saying like this. And I don't know how a lot of niggas are gonna look at it, but if you got motion in this shit, it's gonna make you get out of the streets. How can you still be in the streets? You got 3-4 shows a weekend, you got fucking label meetings and studio sessions and interviews and shit. How you gonna end up, how can you be in your hood?
We see a lot of niggas still play both sides, though.
Yeah, nah, they play both sides, but I'm saying, like, really, like, because what I mean by being in the streets, that's active in the streets, like,
okay,
you know, like, actually in the trenches, like, not no, oh, I'm out of town for a week and I'm in the trenches for the weekend. Nah, living in your city, in the trenches, like, actually doing what you rapping about, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas ain't doing that for real. Niggas might make it look good, but niggas ain't actually doing everything they rapping about. And still being busy, you know what I'm saying? That's hard, you feel me?
So let me, all right, I'm curious. Okay, let's stay there. we hear people talk, well, Russ specifically, I don't know if you're familiar with Russ, but I think he went on an interview and he was talking about how Future make music about like lean, but he don't do lean. But it's kind of promoting lean to a bunch of young kids that look up to Future. Rappers now, right? Not to get super introspective or, you know, like, but I'm just being real. It's a real question. If you're rapping about something you're not living about, do you understand the influence that it has on the kids that look up to you? Because they essentially going to want to be like you.
Yeah. That's why it's like this. Like, if you rap about what you're living about, or you rap about the shit you seen, like me, say Vincent, right now, a nigga going to rap about shit that I experienced, shit I seen, shit I done. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, niggas get in this shit and they be trying to make it seem like they doing what they rapping. You know what I'm saying? And they never did it before rapping. You know what I'm saying? That's how you see niggas fucked up in situations. Like, you feel me? Just, you know what I'm saying? Into bullshit. Niggas got life sentences coming in this rap shit because they want to be gangster. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it got to be in you. You can't just, niggas wait to get gangster when they start rapping. You know what I'm saying? They wait to start doing street shit. When they start rapping, like how you say, like, front of the trench, like, boom, like, there's a lot of rappers right now. That's why I be trying to explain, like, the industry. That's why the industry will never understand real street niggas, you feel me? Because, in fact, they accept imposter street niggas, and they think they real street niggas. So they looking at the bullshit street niggas like, damn, these guys are real. Because they walk in a 50 deep, fire on them. And they talking gangster.
They crash out dummies.
Yeah, talking about dissing niggas and shit. Man, this man just got a gun when he was 25. What the fuck? He ain't never seen nothing before. This man just started talking about gangster shit when he was 21. He just got in his first fist fight at 21. You feel me? And y'all talking about giving this man, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all want to push him up like they the gangsters. But when a real gangster come in this bitch, y'all, oh, he doesn't listen. Man, he's a liability, man. He wanna, you feel me? They don't wanna fuck with it because a nigga coming at them the correct way. Like, nah, I ain't doing no sucker shit. That shit dead. Them boys gonna do all the sucker shit. You feel me?
Yo, that's, bro, you hit that on a one. Like, you hit that on a money. Because I was gonna say in my age, but it's not. Because you made me feel so much better about just real niggas. Because I feel like it's a dying breed. Because you said, like, bro, real street niggas, the niggas that I know, when we came up, the street niggas ain't want niggas to know they were street niggas. And they were trying to get out the hood. Like, they only want you to know. Like, they only own that when they have to be.
You feel me?
But the sad thing about it is, bro, this internet is a different type of drug. Because them fake street niggas, they would still do some street nigga shit because it looked good on the internet.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's what's the... That's the crazy thing about this. Oh,
you feel me? That's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of these niggas really don't even be having no street cred at all. But the money put them in a position to where they could move around, build some shit up, and now they go to thinking different. You know what I'm saying? And that shit put niggas in bad situations. You feel me? Now I got the labels looking at, like, oh, we gonna get this ex-football player right here. And he got some homeboys that's kind of gangster. We can get him and give him some money. Shit, he'll talk. Yeah, get on that type of time, you feel me? So it's like, that shit be crazy. But you can't knock everybody, cause like sometimes, bro, niggas' lives change. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes nigga was on some regular shit, you know what I'm saying? And it might have just been some shit that sparked them. Like, nigga might have lost a friend, might have had a situation happen, and now he actually on demon time. But a nigga still not on no pulling, you know, like the gimmicks and shit, like the lame shit, the square shit, you feel me? Yeah. Nigga just on some different timing, cause like he don't give a fuck no more, cause you know what I'm saying, situation took place.
Yo, I know you got booked a couple times. I just wanna pivot real quick. And you pop relatively like quick. What you was doing before this rap shit, bro? You had to have some type of motion.
Shit, you know, I'm gonna be real. Nigga was just young nigga hustling from running away, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's just the basics. Like, you know, nigga went through that stage of the hot boy shit, being in juvenile programs, the robbing, the tone fight, you know what I'm saying? All that shit. Like, the hood, claiming the hood, beefing shit. Nigga already went through that shit age 12, 13, you know what I'm saying? So, like, and I stayed locked up, so I wasn't really out to really enjoy the teenage years after that. You get what I'm saying? Like from 13 to 18, I was in juvenile juvenile detention and shit. So like every year I'm getting locked up. I'd be out there in 2-3 months and go right back.
But in them 2-3 months though, hold up, before we move on. In them 2-3 months, what like was you having, like was you popular?
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah. Nigga was popular, but like I said, like as a kid, like around that time, like a nigga was so like anti and so out the pocket. I would hang around older niggas, so like I was on different timing, you know what I'm saying? Like nigga was on, like I say, robbing, hitting licks, trying to actually find something to do, you know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, I'm on some hot boy shit at 12, 13. I'm supposed to be in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I'm in splats and shit at 11. I'm supposed to be at the crib, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's like that shit really separated me from all the kids in my age group. That kind of why I'm so mature now, because, like, all I had was time to think. But I'm in juvenile detention, just sitting here 24-7, just thinking, doing time. Mm-hmm. So by the time shit, nigga was like 15, I went to my third juvenile program. I got out. Shit, that's when I really first started hustling. Like, bitch, I'm going to sell something. I'm going to give me some money. And that's when I chilled out on the hot shit. You feel me? Not just strictly, I'm hustling. You know what I'm saying? But shit, niggas still going back and forth to little programs. But after that, it's like, shit, I was really strictly on some trapping shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, I just got introduced to the trap and it wasn't no looking back.
That's when you moved from your mom's crib to your aunt's?
Yeah.
And they kind of like let you go almost in a sense.
Nah, like my mama was just really on some shit. Like, cause I got kicked out of public school. I was going to alternative and then I was bucking in alternative school. So they had to kind of like kick me out 1 year for the rest of the year type shit. You know what I'm saying? And my mama was just trying to like, get me to go back. They had to let me go back, but I was like, I wasn't going back. So I left for a career, went to my auntie career, was just vibing. I know, but my auntie wasn't really, she encouraged me, but she was just really on some shit. Like, you gonna learn the hard way. Like, you feel me? Like, you feel me? You gonna learn this shit the hard way. Go ahead, go with your mood. You feel me? So like, I went through that shit for a little while. You know what I'm saying? And that shit was alright, but then nigga had to go back to school and shit. You feel me? Try something, but Still ain't really worked though.
I'm just curious. I know you're having success right now, right? And like sometimes when you have success, we don't have to look back on things like I wish I could or what could have, should have, what is it, things like that. But I was wondering, do you ever look back on it and wish you would have went back to school or wish you would have did it a different way? Like how does those decisions when you was 15 affect your relationship with your mom, with your aunt now?
I mean, I do, but it's on some shit like not really, cause like I done did everything for the better type shit, you know what I'm saying? So like around that time when I wasn't staying with my mama, I was staying with my auntie and shit, like it wasn't like everybody in the family didn't really know which way I was gonna go. You know what I'm saying? They knew if I was gonna straighten up or if I was gonna continue doing that shit, which I continued doing it, but it's like I calmed down in a sense, like when it's like, okay, they kind of had lost hope, but then they got the hope back when they seen I wanted to, like, coming on some shit like, I need money. I'm trying to get money. Mm. And I ain't doing it the hard way no more. Like, I don't take from people no more. Like, I don't do shit like that. Like, I'm trying to get out here and hustle. You know what I'm saying? Like, that type of shit. When they seen that, that's when everybody's kind of like, okay, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Mm. You might fuck around and, you know what I'm saying, get back on top of your shit. And I did. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
what was the last time you got arrested? What, that was for, when you got arrested for a year.
Yeah.
Was that for hustling?
Yeah. It was only because I was in a car in at the spot type shit. This is like the last little juvenile shit I got arrested for. I was at the spot, sleep in the car, but I had all my shit in the car and shit. Like everything was on me. But they came, knocked on the window. I woke up, seen the sheriff flashing lights. I just pulled off, really like a fleeting loot type shit. They had a charm. They charmed me with that. You know what I'm saying? And then I was on probation and shit. So that was the problem right there.
And that's what you got a year for?
Yeah, type shit. I did. But yeah, like close to a year for that. I did in my high risk program when I was 15 and shit. My third program, I did like a year in that bitch too.
Mm. When you talk about all of that happened, right? Because, and this is what I wanted to ask earlier, kind of similar question. do you think that the hustling, the getting arrested, you think that had a positive influence on your rap career?
Hell yeah, because like, if I didn't go through shit, what I was going to be talking about?
And that's what I was asking when I say I feel like the street shit almost influenced, like the rap, the industry shit almost influenced the street shit, because if I'm not, if I don't go through some street shit, then niggas ain't gonna believe me and I ain't gonna have a fan base. Yeah. Which I feel like if you ain't never went through that, you probably wouldn't have buzzed so quick, if anything.
But it's ways to do this shit, cause like, I don't rap, I'm not a drill rapper, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's ways to do this shit. I rap about fly shit, I rap about getting money, fly shit, trap shit. I ain't no drill rapper, you know what I'm saying? So niggas don't gotta get on the mic and talk about shit you don't do because it sound cool. Talk about some shit you do. You know what I'm saying? Even if it might sound lame, bitch. Find a way to make it sound hard. You got niggas out here make gospel rap, fam. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like they can't really like.
Ain't no excuses.
Yeah, it ain't no excuses. You if this what you wanna be, then okay, cool, say that. Say you just want to rap about it because that's what you want to be. You know what I'm saying? You want to get into it. You think it's hard. Don't start rapping about the shit and then trying to live it. You're going to fuck yourself up.
Yeah.
This shit ain't no one foot in, one foot out game. This shit is a 2 feet in or nothing.
Nothing.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts. 100%. Yeah. Get me hit real quick, bro. I do this often depending, but I'm just curious because I'm just curious now. Give me your top five rappers out of Florida. Even if I might not know them, give me your top five.
Out of Florida?
Yeah.
See, it's hard. I ain't gonna lie. See, that be the only thing about Florida, bro. Like, it's hard because, like, it's too many people to even go to, like, thinking, like, oh, shit. Damn, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta think. It's OGs and it's young niggas in this shit.
So, give me your top five.
My top
five. Top five influential rappers coming from Florida.
Oh, influential. Okay, yeah. Bet. Cool. I can fuck with that. I have to say, you know what I'm saying? I have to say Trick Daddy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to say goddamn Kodak for sure.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to say who was influential? Oh, I'm gonna say Rick Ross. I'm gonna get Rick Ross.
All right, we got them three out the way. Yeah, now I'm trying to learn some shit now. And Rick then, Ross, Trick Daddy, Kodak.
Oh, JT Money. I can't forget about JT Money. What? That's an OG.
Who is that?
Yeah, OG.
Yeah.
Whole problems ain't no problem.
I can't play with him.
Oh, implies.
All right. Nah, I don't like that question. Okay, cool. Nah, I'm trying to find out because it's always like a nigga that the world might not know.
Oh,
give me top three, like biggest
under like
niggas like, that if like, you in Florida they know who that is, but the world might not know.
Off the radar. Okay. I ain't gonna lie, everybody know everybody right now. I'm gonna be real. Like all the Florida artists.
Who the hottest niggas? Because I might not know them.
All right, shit. The hottest niggas right now in Florida right now.
It might not even be less, because they don't have to be Lil Tyler. Like, I'm saying, like, niggas that, like, they might have been old, like, OGs, too. Like.
Oh, yeah, okay. Shit. Nigga, you got motherfucking Tom G, Gas. He from Tampa. Tom G, one of them ones, for sure.
What's a song like that you play in the club right now in Florida, niggas going crazy?
That my dog just jumped. Soon as I see him, I'ma let him hit the blunt. Fall through the mall, let my dog stunt. You never heard that shit?
Nah, I never heard that shit. Yeah. Nah, but it's in the mind. Yeah.
You got
okay.
That. Who else I say? Moot Boy. You heard of Moot Boy?
Nah.
I told Juvie, slow down. She said, Yeah, see, that's Florida shit. Yeah,
okay, no, that's what I get. That's what I'm trying to pick up.
And then who else I say? Probably shit. One more person. And Whoop. You ever heard of Whoop?
Mm.
Whoop Gas. Whoop one of them too.
Why you think none of them never like really went pop globally?
No, I think it was just timing. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it was just timing. Yeah, I think it was just timing. But them boys had a major wave though. Just like that's why I say it was timing. Like the wave compared to how people wave is now, you know, that shit probably wouldn't matter. But like, them boys had a big ass wave though. Like, them boys had a big ass major wave. Like, but it was back then. Instagram wasn't as big. You know what I'm saying? Like, social media wasn't as big. You feel me? So it was more so like a real street wave. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit be bandwagon waves. Like, you feel me? Temporary waves.
But I'm curious, do you ever feel like a sense of survivor's guilt? Like, cause like you got wave, and it's like you just named, you can name, I'm pretty sure you can name way more than three. It's niggas that came from where you come from that really had real motion, and you really just came out of nowhere. And some could even say, shit, you got lucky, right? Do you ever sometimes be like, damn, like it's really real niggas from back home. I kind of wish I could bring them with me type shit.
I mean, yeah, but then again, it'd be like, shit, bro, you got to put effort in for this shit. You know what I'm saying? All I did was just, I ain't gonna lie, I wasn't even really on myself like that. Nigga just was in the mix, you know what I'm saying? Just at the right timing, you know what I'm saying? And that shit just, the right people heard me, and shit, it was up. And I just kept going, really, that was it.
You still be going back home?
Yeah, I ain't been home in a few months, though.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm
trying to stay from around that bit.
Yeah, man. I feel like a lot of young niggas, bro, they get up and they want to keep going back home. It's like, bro, niggas, stay out of there.
I was like that. I was really, I was loving home. But then it's like, shit, that shit wasn't coming into me recording and making music and like just doing my job type shit. So I wasn't fucking with it.
Nah. Bro, it was good talking to you, bro, for real. Like,
nah,
you,
for sure.
Like, a good spirit, bro, for yeah, sure, yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Vice versa, I fuck with you.
Bro. Nah, I appreciate it, bro. I mean, this, you got a lot more to go, man. You got some more shit to do, bro.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's coming.
I can't wait. What you got coming? Like, what, you promoting something, I'm assuming. You got to be promoting something. Yeah. I suck at the music part. I'm just like, you know, right now, like, yeah. But we can go ahead and get into it. You promoting something? What you promoting?
Man, nah, I got a tape coming real soon. Like real soon. I got some shit on that bitch too. I think this gonna set the summer off. You know what I'm saying?
When you say you got some shit, because bro, I mean you got some high expectations to beat. Because you got V's already, Lil Tyler, Boston Richie. You already got it's some other features you had already.
Yeah, I got one with Young Jeezy.
Yeah, like. So when you say you got some shit coming, like...
Because it's like the people I'm working with, I don't think nobody expect it, really. And it's just not really even me saying that. It's just like how you say we was just talking about the flow earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this flow different. Like, I sound like a whole new nigga now. You know what I'm saying? But I still sound the same. But it's just like, you could tell I got more energy. I'm hungry. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can hear that. I'm hungry all over again. I want this shit bad. You know what I'm saying?
Who you working with on the tape?
I got no cap on that bitch. I got Rob 4-9 on that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, nigga coming with some shit on
you
that.
You did something with FTB Fat, ain't it his name?
Yeah, YTB Fat. I'm tripping. Yeah, me and Fat, yeah.
Yeah, like, that's, bro, you already didn't work with, like, bro, like, a lot of niggas. Like, so you got Rob 4-9 on here. You got,
I got no cap.
No cap on here.
Yeah. And, who else I got on that motherfucker? Cap. Damn, I forgot.
What's it? You dropped a single for it already?
Nah, I ain't dropped a single for none yet.
You going to drop? Like, what you
nah, I did. On? I got a single called Loco. That be going to be on that. Oh, and I got Boss Man D-Lo on that too.
I think I just heard something with, is the song that just came out like not too long ago?
Yeah.
That shit was hard.
Yeah.
What was it? Whole ticket?
Worth the ticket.
Yeah, nah, that shit was hard. I ain't gonna lie. Listen, I'm gonna keep it straight up with you. I probably don't have to say this, but whatever. I was listening at first. I'm like, bro, these young niggas, bro, I hate this shit. Like, but I'm gonna keep it 100. I'm gonna keep it funky. I kept listening. It's some shit I like. I'm an old nigga, bro. I don't be liking this shit. I don't like this young shit, bro. I swear, bro. But you got it. Then I text you like, bro, this shit, bro. Not lying. I kept listening. I like the Boss Man D-Lo shit. I like that. Like, I like that. And there was a couple other songs. I listened to Eazy-E. I listened to like 6, 7, 8 songs.
Nah, appreciate it.
You got it. Nah, no cap, sure. Bro. I fuck with it. But nah, bro, the tape, when does it come out? You don't know yet. Label
nah,
shit.
It's,
you signed?
Distro type shit.
What, Empire?
Nah,
Who you?
OpenShift Distro.
OpenShift. I feel like I heard of them.
Yeah.
I feel like I heard of them. Why you say no like that to Empire? No? You don't like
nah,
that?
Nah,
like...
I wasn't saying like that. I just was saying nah.
You want to get signed? I feel like you don't got to get signed nowadays, though.
Nah, not really. You know what I'm saying? I mean, with the timing, yeah, when it come along. But, I mean, right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm Gucci. I don't really think I need to go like major or not.
How you link up with Bossman D-Lo? I feel like he got a crazy wave right now.
I ain't gonna lie, so crazy, bro. I tapped in Bossman D-Lo, like, bro, like, that was, like, probably, like, what, beginning of last year. Bro, probably had, like, you know, like, my cousin kept telling me, like, bro, I found a nigga harder than Jeezy, bro. I found him. You know, we at the spot. He like, bro, I found a nigga harder than Jeezy, bro.
How old is your cousin? They're young.
He older.
He older?
Yeah.
Oh, he got some balls saying that.
Yeah. But nah, cuz just saying, cuz like he popping the shit, you know what I'm saying? He like, bro, this nigga, boy, he like, cuz, I'm telling you. I'm like, cuz, pull him up, all right, quick, pull him up on the TV, let me see. You know what I'm saying? Pulled him up, but play this shit. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, boy, that nigga hard. I go to Instagram, like, cuz, what's the Instagram name? I find that boy Instagram, boy, I had a tap down with me already. I hit him up, like, boy, you gassed as fuck. I'm like, boy, you got the hood fucking with you, you know what I'm saying? Reposted that boy, like, yeah, boy, you gassed, you feel me? Ever since then, we just been rocking, you know, but shit, we just not getting to the point where we actually linked up, and, you know what I'm saying? Got to get some music in and shit.
So that song is new. It wasn't old.
Nah, it's new.
How does that feel? I know we supposed to be wrapping up, but that's dope, bro, because I'm assuming, did you hit him up before he dropped, what was the song?
What?
The song that just popped, that went crazy everywhere.
Oh, Get In With Me.
Yeah,
yeah, the freestyle. I knew him way before that shit.
Okay, cool. So, the fact that you tapped in with him way before that, right? Y'all locked in. Y'all was cool. He got a major wave after y'all met, and he still rocked with you on a feature in a song after.
Yeah, because, like, it wasn't even on no music shit. You know, like, I was still tapping in with him, like, coming on his shit, you know, tapping in with him, like, what I got, you know. And just, bitch, it was just mutual shit. But, like, around the time I was kind of busy when my boy was, you know what I'm saying, going, I couldn't really get up with him. You know what I'm saying? Cause I was moving around a lot. But, like, shit, bro, we still ended up making it work. You know what I'm saying?
Got that shit. But that speaks a lot to his character, because a lot of niggas, they get that waving and they forget who really was locked in before.
Yeah, that's why I fuck with, bro. Cool people, for sure. That boy real one.
Nah, that's hard. That's hard. And you said you got something with Jeezy?
Yeah, I got a song with Young Jeezy.
Why?
Cause like, I ain't gonna lie, like that's just certification.
I know you got to. I'm curious for you, cause you young as hell. Like,
yeah,
why?
Yeah, I'm young, but like, you know, like, bro, the two main artists that I really like fuck with, like, on some like influential shit, like, in my eyes is like Jeezy and Gucci. You know what I'm saying? So like, it's like on some shit like, you know, getting a verse from Jeezy, like, bitch, all the old school, all the old heads and from around my way. When they heard that, they like, what the fuck? Like, but we done, it's done, it was a celebration. You know what I'm saying? Cause like, it's like, this some next level shit. They didn't really like, just think about it. Not even on no cocky shit. Like, what other artists in the game right now got a song with Jeezy? Young nigga.
Nah.
From Florida, like, nobody.
Do you feel like you got the whole talent? Cause we ain't gonna say states, we're gonna say Tallahassee. You feel like you got the whole Tallahassee on your back right now?
Yeah, because, I mean, like, you know, everybody, you know, Boston came out. He already, you know what I'm saying? He already up there. Tyler already up there. So, like, I think, like, right now, like, I'm on some, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm on some last man standing shit, like, to hold the city down type shit. You know, because they already far gone. You know what I'm saying? When you get to that point, it ain't even no reason to be thinking about the city.
You think... When you say far gone, I can understand Boston. Maybe you think Tyler is already, he already gone?
Yeah, and the reason why I say that, because, like, you know, he done already accomplished so much shit to the point where, like, you know, like, it ain't really too much else like that he can't do. He already does, you know? Only thing he can do is just keep on expanding with the music. But like, as an accomplishment-wise, he just turned 18. You done did damn it, everything. You feel me? So it's like,
you don't think you dissimilar, or?
Hell yeah, but it's
with all respect, I'm just curious.
Yeah, for sure, mandatory. But it's a lot of shit that I ain't do. You know what I'm saying? Just out of some fact, you know, like I'm like I say, this is my first time even coming to the A to really, you know, like move around and work. You know what I'm saying? So like, I ain't. It's a lot of shit I ain't do just off of myself though. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't want to do it, but like, I had the opportunity to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're a rapper now. You're a rapper, rapper now.
Yeah. Now it's like, okay, now like I'm rapper, rapper now. Like I'm doing this shit. So now, it's like I got all this extra shit, all that shit, that same shit I'm talking about them boys did. I'm finna go do it now. You know what I'm saying?
How you on Tyler relationship now? It's still solid?
Yeah, for sure. That's my little nigga, man. We always locked in.
No, that's hard, bro.
Mandatory.
No, this is good, bro. I appreciate you, dog. Like, yeah man. For the people that don't, they already know, but tell them how to follow you and all that. You know, all
yeah,
that
man. You know, Wiz Havin on Instagram, WIZZHAVI3Ns. You feel me? 3Ns. You know what I'm saying? That's on all platforms. You know what I'm saying? Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music. You know what I'm saying? Wiz Havin. Go tap in.
My nigga Wiz, man. J Hill. J Hill Podcast is right. We out. That was good, bro. That was.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.